then I'll get you the phone number, all right?
Marie Willett answers phone calls inside the reception area of Legal Aid at the main Seneca building. It was mid-Monday morning, and the rush of calls slowed from earlier. The calls come in from a diverse cross-section of men and women seeking legal assistance.
The number I have for prison legal services?
Four areas of legal services are provided: criminal defense, civil legal services, appeals, and the Attorneys for Children Unit. Jessica Jackson is a social worker in the Attorneys for Children Unit. She often assists children that have been abused or neglected and involved in family court matters.
I'll interview the children who are our clients so that the attorneys can effectively represent them in court.
And these cases vary in severity.
A lot of the cases we see are families who really need help. A lot of times the children want to stay at home with their parents, and it doesn't rise to a level where the children need to be placed outside of the home.
Appointed by the Erie County Family Court, attorneys work to represent wishes of the children if old enough to articulate their concerns. Jackson assists in getting children out of dangerous situations. Some are placed into foster care and then put up for adoption.
Well, what I'm really, really proud of that we do here at Legal Aid is that we give children a voice.
Jackson says many cases often trace back to poverty. Kamal Leinaga is a staff attorney. She works with the reentry population, assisting those who are incarcerated or have criminal records return to society.
Now we have multiple issues that we try to help individuals with, primarily child support modifications, because a lot of people come out of prison and then there's thousands of dollars of child support arrears that build up.
The legal and community support help recidivism, keeping those individuals from returning to prison. Another layer of service provided by the Legal Aid Bureau is assistance to Buffalo's growing immigrant and refugee population. But language barriers remain a large challenge.
We have the biggest Burmese population here in Buffalo out of the whole country. So that's a language that we need to sort of have more interpreters in the community, and also a really big Arabic population.
Legal Aid is working to expand access to services for immigrants and refugees. Lisa Strand is chief attorney for the Civil Legal Services Unit. She says with the foreign population, they primarily are dealing with domestic violence cases.
People have a hard time connecting with the services because in order to connect with services, they have to call, speak with someone who speaks English or Spanish to get in. So we've been going to them. We've met with the resettlement agencies. We've also gone and met with the community leaders directly.
Strand says they strive to assist people to help themselves.
A lot of times if people have just a few tools brought in, they can then get over the hump where they can be independently sustaining themselves. So having a little more information, sometimes it's just informing people of what their rights are, where they need to go, and trying to prevent things from getting to the point where they're going to have the need for legal intervention is helpful as well.
86 attorneys make up the Legal Aid Bureau. Paul Curtin is managing attorney in the civil unit. He works with the Foreclosure Prevention Project, and once a week, Curtin works in Buffalo City Housing Court, defending homeowners with code violations and assisting tenants.
If you spend enough time in the courts that do landlord-tenant, you will see a lot of the same people, and you realize this is the third time I've represented this person. There's got to be something else going on, whether it's financial, whether it's family, whether it's a substance problem or a mental health problem that's not being addressed.
Curtin says pinpointing those trouble areas help repeat offenders.
Work that gets folks back on their feet with their family, with their housing, with school, employment. And again, that's something that we work with a bunch of different agencies. The Urban League has folks that work in that field as well.
Each year, the local bureau assists about 20,000 clients.
We are the largest and certainly oldest provider of legal services to the poor in this community. And we've provided an incredibly important service.
David Shope is CEO. He says there's been a decrease in criminal cases in the last decade due to the city's declining population. However, assisting in civil matters has skyrocketed. Still, some are turned away.
It may well be something that we don't currently handle, and we try and make a referral to another legal services agency that may be handling that type of work. Or sometimes it's matters that no legal services agency handles.
The Bureau is working to expand services to veterans and the LGBT community. Roland Lord O'Brien was the first attorney to ever work in Buffalo's Legal Aid Bureau. In a century, this bureau has represented 1 million cases. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.